local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Happy Blue Angel Friday. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3, hour number three. The weather looks a lot better than it did this time an hour ago. Plenty of sunshine. Hopefully that will remain the case for the rest of the evening and especially tomorrow for the Civilian X and, of course, the Blue Angels to get off without a hitch tomorrow. If you are heading out, how early are you heading out there? I say by 5:30, the Casino Beach parking lot will be closed for parking. Gracie is giving it till 6 o'clock, so we'll find out who is right. Gracie says you're dropping off your brother tomorrow.
Yeah.
So looking forward to experiencing Blue Angel traffic without actually getting to stay and watch the show. So that's
going to be awesome.
Yeah. Totally. Of course, we have wall-to-wall coverage tomorrow on News Radio 92.3 and our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, with news and traffic updates starting at 5 a.m., and that will go through the 4 o'clock hour up until 5 p.m. after the Blue Angels show. Of course, a lot of traffic getting onto the beach and getting off the beach afterwards as well, so we have you covered all day. Tomorrow, we start with our top three stories here on hour number three. Starting in Baltimore today, where a 17-year-old male now in custody as the investigation is continuing into the weekend mass shooting that killed two and wounded more than two dozen. Police said three of the victims remain in the hospital. The victim's age ranging from 13 to 32, with over a dozen being under the age of 17.
Also, the Justice Department has spent over $9 million investigating former President Donald Trump. That's since the appointment of Special Counsel Jack Smith in November, according to the first release of public accounting to Smith's expenses. Smith is working on investigating Trump's alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election and for allegedly keeping classified information that he left at the White House.
New details coming out about a Utah woman accused of killing her husband and then writing a children's book about grief. Court documents obtained by KSL News in Utah reveal Corey Richens' housekeeper, Carmen Lauber, had admitted to selling her dozens of fentanyl pills in the weeks before Eric Richens' death. Carmen allegedly told investigators that Corey paid around $900 for 15 to 30 fentanyl pills on two occasions. Here locally, of course, Blue Angels dominating the news coverage, not just here, but P&J, Channel 3, of course, as well. It's all hands on deck around Pensacola here as thousands and thousands of you enjoying the Thursday and Friday practice runs and the official beach air show coming up tomorrow. Yesterday, we had a chance to talk to slot pilot number 4 jet, Lieutenant Scott Guzens. And he talked about the number 3 pilot, Lieutenant Amanda Lee, who is the first female F-18 pilot flying over an air show this year.
You know, I have a daughter myself, and I'm incredibly proud for her to be able to see that there's a female doing this job. But that's not why she's here. We picked her because she's a great pilot, and she's earned the right to be here. And that's why she was selected. So we're incredibly happy to have her as a teammate.
And Commander Alex Armidus in the number 1 jet talked about flying in what feels like home turf.
You know, everyone on this team sees that beach ball every week when we come home. We see that water tower. We see Pensacola Beach when we fly back home from other show sites. So to put on an air show out there is extremely exciting. At the same time, it's unfamiliar to me. As was mentioned, this is my first year doing this.
And he also talked about, you know, what a special place Pensacola is in naval aviation is. No matter what you're doing in the fleet or on the Blue Angels, everybody came through Pensacola, which makes this weekend even more special for the team. 6:15 right now. Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Well, the slowdowns right now actually aren't going to be on Pensacola Beach. The major slowdowns are going to be in I-10 westbound. That's due to an accident right near mile marker 34 with the right lane blocked off on I-10 due to this accident. It is slowing things down, backing up to at least mile marker 38. So we are seeing some major slow-moving traffic. Now, again, that is westbound on I-10 before exit to 87. And it's basically just crawling because only one lane is open. We do still have some slowdowns getting off of Pensacola Beach. The major delays are going to be on Via de Luna. That's Via de Luna Drive backing up to about Avenida 14. And we're looking good on the Bob Sykes Bridge, Three Mile Bridge, and Garcon Point Bridge, and even Gulf Breeze proper, not looking too bad. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. For weather, things have cleared up a good bit in Pensacola. We're not seeing anything too bad throughout Pensacola, Milton, and Pace. But we do have some light rain throughout Baldwin County that may be making its way through the rest of our area in just a bit here. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3, and this traffic and weather report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, thank you very much. Some other local headlines today. The management of Nikko Japanese Steakhouse in Pace announcing this afternoon that they have decided to close up shop. They say that while they're thankful for the regulars who came back, it just wasn't enough to keep the doors open in the aftermath of the criminal investigation after seven customers were poisoned by meth. Following those poisonings, the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office investigation ultimately turned up no charges as investigators could not prove whether a criminal act took place. In addition, Florida DBPR found 31 violations that had to be addressed before the restaurant could reopen. In today's Facebook post, the management of the restaurant says since then they have been, quote, brutally harassed daily by various media outlets who have slandered and defamed every aspect of our business. The statement goes on to say in part, quote, 20 employees are out of work, all because of the power of social media. If you have any thoughts on that, the closure of Nikko Japanese Steakhouse, you can text him in 850-437-1620. Also, with the massive success of the Blake Doyle Skate Park near downtown Pensacola, Group Now behind the effort to lead the charge for a smaller skate park out at Pensacola Beach. Upward Intuition has identified Cowley Park as a possible spot. It's currently equipped with tennis courts, basketball, and a street hockey court, as well as a playground. They have a first interest meeting, which will be on July 27th at Upper Room Church on Pensacola Beach. Gracie, you have been out to the skate park, and you have a pretty interesting story about just how impactful the skate community is and can be with this new skate park.
Yeah, I mean, the Blake Doyle skate park's really popular, and my boyfriend's really big into skating. He skated all throughout his childhood.
Yeah.
But kind of took a break, you know, grew up a little bit, right. But has made his way back to the Blake Doyle skate park.
Uh-huh.
Well, yesterday during the show, probably like right around this time yesterday, got a text. He's in urgent care because he broke his ankle at the skate park. So if you are interested in skating, maybe after a little bit of a break, maybe just take it easy, or maybe just know at the age of 25, you can't do the same tricks you did when you were 14.
So, I mean, he was like pretty into it, heavy duty with the tricks and everything.
Yeah, he actually skated for the Water Boys team and was like sponsored and stuff. So even if you know what you're doing, yeah.
You take 10 years off and then you just go back out there.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Maybe just do a little the pedal, just like you're on a street or sidewalk for a couple years or so before you try to
go back on a scooter.
Do an ollie. Yeah. Well, I hope he feels better soon. Clean break, you said?
Yeah, clean break his fibia or something like that. I don't know.
So he'll be healthy in about 3 to 4 months, and then he'll be right back out there at a Pensacola. I do like the idea of the beach one.
Yeah.
You know, kind of gives like that California vibe or so, mm-hmm. where, you know, it's right on the coastline and, you know, you can see the water and you're skateboarding. So that would be really cool if that comes to pass. I'll be rooting for that out there. Also, Warrington Charter School has its first principal. Erica Foster, who most recently served as an assistant principal in the Escambia School District. Charter Schools USA Superintendent Eddie Ruiz saying in a statement, quote, we believe her impact will grow to include not only the students, but to the overall community and beyond. 6:20 right now. We'll take a break, come back with a look at our state and national headlines. Hour number three of a Blue Angel Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Janet Keller, owner of Flightline Realty and Property Management Company. We are a veteran-owned business at Flightline and here to serve you. We salute the tradition of the Blue Angels Beach Show and all who make it happen. We can serve all of your property management and real estate needs. From home rentals to purchases, we'll make it a smooth flight. Not sure which direction to go? We'll help direct the flight line. Check us out at our website at FlightLineRealtyPensacola.com. Again, that's FlightLineRealtyPensacola.com.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. This spring, weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. See you at David's.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Are you a problem solver? Do you want to start your own business? Get into cyber forensics or pre-law? The Pensacola State College School of Business offers it all and much more. From advanced certificates to a Bachelor's of Applied Science degree, it's easy. Just Google Pensacola State College and click on Register Now. An advisor wants to help you get on the right path, help you apply, and help you get on the path to financial aid. Call 484-2000. That's 484-2000 and talk with an advisor today.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Friday, it's News Radio 92.3. It's Joe and Gracie for Pensacola right now. And Friday of Blue Angels, Friday of Red, White, and Blues Week. And we are just talking all things blues, getting excited for the rest of the weekend on Pensacola Beach. Of course, we're going to be giving you traffic updates coverage all throughout tomorrow till 5 p.m. And we have Andrew and Tammy out at the beach doing a special Blue Angel show in the narration. So it's going to be an awesome weekend here in Pensacola and also on News Radio 92.3. And I hope you are just as excited as we are. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather for this evening. We still have major delays on I-10. This is going to be westbound, going to be an accident at mile marker 34 that is blocking the right lane. And it has made it really, really slow moving all throughout I-10 westbound throughout Harold. So just keep that in mind. That's before you get to the 87 exit and the right lane is blocked off. Taking a look at Pensacola Beach, a lot of the beach traffic getting off of the beach has cleared up. So Via de Luna Drive backing up to just about Cafe Bistro. So nothing too, too bad past Paradise Grill. And then Fort Pickens really not seeing anything that is going to cause you any delays getting to that light. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111 for weather. That has also cleared up. We are looking pretty good right now throughout Pensacola. We still have some light rain patches, but nothing too, too bad. And we do have some chances of rain for tomorrow. That's going to be 30% going up to 60% with a high of 93. Few clouds in the sky right now. It's 82 in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Taking a look at some statewide headlines right now, Florida Space Coast is preparing for another weekend launch as SpaceX is scheduled to send another batch of Starlink internet satellites into low Earth orbit early Sunday. It's a 90% chance of favorable weather for the liftoff at Cape Canaveral, set for 4:16 a.m. on Sunday.
Also, the Florida Supreme Court is soon going to hear arguments of the state's 15-week abortion ban. So the court has scheduled the hearing for September. Abortion clinics and medical professionals filed a challenge against the legislation, claiming that it goes against the privacy clause of the state's constitution, and the ruling of the case will determine whether the new passed law banning the procedure after 6 weeks of pregnancy will take effect.
A child dead and her parents are facing charges in Polk County. Investigators say yesterday that a baby girl died on Wednesday morning after her parents left her in their car overnight. The couple was allegedly drinking and doing drugs at a party Tuesday night. Authorities say when they got home at around 2 a.m., they took their 6 and 8-year-olds, but they left their 18-month-old in her car seat for 9 hours.
Also, three TSA agents are accused of stealing from passengers at the Miami International Airport. So authorities say that the officers were caught on camera stealing from people during their security screenings. They reportedly were distracting travelers in order to steal hundreds of dollars from their wallets. The suspects were arrested at the airport yesterday and charged with organized scheme to defraud.
A quick look at some national headlines. A Texas man being handed 90 consecutive life sentences for the deadly mass shooting at an El Paso Walmart back in 2019. Patrick Crucius pleaded guilty to dozens of federal charges in the deaths of 23 people. He'll be at a max prison, super max prison in Colorado. The deadly cargo ship fire in New Jersey that broke out Wednesday night is expected to burn for another couple of days. Officials say crews have managed to contain the fire to the upper decks of the ship, which is carrying thousands of new and used cars. A cruise ship carrying 3,300 passengers was supposed to leave San Francisco yesterday, but they're still there as of this morning as the Ruby Princess hit a pier while docking. The Coast Guard confirms the ship's hull and dock were both damaged. As of this afternoon, the cruise ship was still waiting to leave for a 10-day trip to Alaska. And a new poll suggests nearly half of all Americans would prefer a president who's under 60 years old. The Pew Research Center conducted a survey and asked respondents what they thought was the best age for a president. About 49% said in their 50s. About 24% said they want a president in their 60s. 17% said they wanted a president in their 40s. 6:30 right now, Fox News Update is coming up. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The U.S. will be sending cluster munitions to Ukraine to assist in their defense against Russian forces, but some allies and human rights groups are concerned that those weapons will kill civilians. President Biden was asked about the controversial weapons at a White House event today.
Why now? Run out of ammunition.
There have been reports that Russia is also using cluster munitions. A dangerous murder suspect has escaped from a prison in Warren County in western Pennsylvania, and that's got officials calling upon the public for help.
It's extremely important for us to ask the public if they know anything, if they see anything, if there's any camera footage out there, please let us know. We are following up on all tips that are coming in, and we are asking the public for assistance.
Warren Police Captain Jeffrey Doherty says escapee Michael Burham is a survivalist and is warning residents to be on the lookout. America is listening to Fox News.
At the last minute, Bed Bath & Beyond today canceled an auction for its Bye Bye Baby chain because it failed to secure a buyer willing to keep its stores running. But according to a CNBC report, it doesn't mean it's over yet for the baby goods retailer. Bidders backed out of the auction after they determined the chain was no longer worth buying because its value had deteriorated so much. But there are parties still interested in its assets, and Bed Bath could still accept a bid for Bye Bye Baby early next week. The platform didn't launch until Wednesday evening, but in the 48 hours since, Threads has signed up 75 million plus users. In the words of Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg, way beyond our expectations. While the number of signups has been impressive, investors weren't all that impressed, apparently. Meta shares slumped 2.4% yesterday and eased 0.5% today. Stocks were lower overall today. The S&P 500 slipping 12 points. The Dow Jones Industrials down 187. That's your money now.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Angie. It started at Angie.com. Victor Wembanyama makes his NBA Summer League debut tonight. He's arguably the most hyped player in Summer League and probably the whole NBA. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos. Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Summertime is here, and with it comes the beautiful summer weather. Hey, it's Brent Lane with Fishbine Orthodontics. I'm excited to share some hot summer savings. Fishbine Orthodontics is offering a special summertime deal, a low down payment of just $149 for braces or Invisalign. Come see Fishbine at 8 convenient locations. Go to the website at fishortho.com to book your consultation. That's fishortho.com to begin your journey to a beautiful smile today.
It's summertime, and that means it's barbecue time. So for the best selection of meats, it's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. From baby back ribs to Wagyu brisket, pork butts and shoulders, to chicken and all types of exotic meats to put on the grill. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find meat rubs and spices, as well as a large selection of fine wine, cheeses, and great deli items to add to your summer cookout fun. Call ahead for your sandwich pickups, too. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a great place to meet up and wine all you want. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, on the west side of Pensacola.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my wheel, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I laughed at love cause I thought it was funny. But you came along and you proved me, honey. I changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you are enjoying your Friday afternoon and getting ready for an awesome weekend here in Pensacola for Red, White, and Blues Week. We had an awesome day with a great air show this afternoon, and we're going to get another great one coming up tomorrow. Of course, we're going to be giving you traffic updates all throughout the morning, starting at 5 a.m. with Candy, then Joe and I, and then I'll take over traffic at 11, and of course, Tammy and Andrew are going to be out at the beach for the morning show. So a lot going on here on News Radio 92.3, and hope you are just excited as we are for the Blues to have an awesome weekend. Well, going to get a quick look at traffic and weather right now. We still have some major slowdowns on I-10 westbound. That's going to be throughout Harold. That's going to be due to an accident at mile marker 34 with the right lane blocked for this accident. And it is made all throughout Harold on I-10 westbound, basically a parking lot. So really just crawling through I-10 until you get to the scene of the accident, which again has the right lane blocked. We are still looking good on Pensacola Beach. We have some slight slowdowns at Via de Luna. Fort Pickens actually looking pretty good. And also, we're looking good throughout Gulf Breeze proper, Three Mile Bridge, and Garcon Point Bridge. If you see anything else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And for weather, we have all of that rain just move out of here. We still have some light rain throughout our area, but nothing too bad. And if you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie with News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Taking a look at some sports news right now. Busy night in Major League Baseball. Didn't have any early games, but we do have games in progress right now. Big series in Tampa, the Braves and the Rays right now in the fourth inning. Atlanta leading Tampa 2-1. That game, by the way, on Apple TV+. Also, the Marlins leading the Phillies 2-0. Other games in progress, the Cubs beating the Yankees 1-0. The Blue Jays up on the Tigers 4-1. The Rangers and the Nationals 2-1. Rangers in the top of the third. Guardians and the Royals 1-0. Guardians at the in the second inning. A bit later on, 7:10 on Apple TV+. The Orioles and the Twins. And also the Mets and the Padres at 8:40. That one on ESPN+. Of course, this weekend the last games until the All-Star break. So we have games tomorrow and Sunday, and then the All-Star game is the Home Run Derby is on Monday, and then the All-Star game will be on Tuesday. I believe that's how that's working there. Some other sports headlines. We have the debut for Victor Wembanyama as he is making his summer league debut a day after the tiff with Britney Spears. No charges are being filed in that one as the police reviewed the surveillance video. They saw and found that the security guard simply brushed off the hand of Britney Spears, and they said that Britney ended up kind of hitting herself in the face. So it was not the security guard that backhanded her face. It was Britney Spears who kind of just did it. So no charges filed, and we all move on. So Wembanyama making his debut at 8 o'clock on ESPN. So looking forward to seeing what he can do. Again, it's just summer league, so not terribly competitive, but it will be fun to see him making his pro debut. Looking at some Health Business and Science notes today. So Elon Musk apparently not happy about Threads, and they are threatening a lawsuit. They say that Meta took some employees and shared trade secrets leading up to Threads making its debut yesterday. What is it, 40 million subscribers in the first 24 hours or so? Yeah, so big numbers, but Elon and Zuckerberg have this thing going on right now, so we'll see where that ends up.
Hopefully in the ring. Also, yesterday was the Earth's warmest day on record. This marks the fourth day in a row of record high temperatures. One scientist told CNN that the new highs are the hottest in at least 100,000 years. According to the University of Maine's climate reanalyzer, the globe's average daily temperature just reached over 63 degrees Fahrenheit on Thursday.
Happy trails to the Ford Fiesta. The company says the last Fiesta will roll off the production line in Germany today. Over 22 million of the popular small vehicles have been sold in more than 50 countries since 1976.
Well, if you love Bluebell ice cream, they're releasing a new flavor to celebrate National Ice Cream Month. That's the Monster Cookie Dough Ice Cream. It's going to feature vanilla ice cream laced with brown sugar and loaded with candy-coated chocolate morsels, peanut butter cookie dough pieces, and dark chocolate chunks. President Ronald Reagan gave July the title of National Ice Cream Month in 1984, and it designated the third Sunday of July National Ice Cream Day. That falls next weekend on July 16th this year.
You say that you are a fan of a lot of stuff going on with your ice cream. Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty simplistic, strawberry, mint chocolate chip, usually one or two things, but you like the more the better.
The more mix-ins, the better, and like the more chocolatey or like s'mores, that kind of vibe.
Okay.
I'm all about.
Very so, cool there.
I might be trying this out.
Yeah. The FDA is granting full approval to Leqembi. It's a potential breakthrough Alzheimer's drug. Pretty interesting here. A patient talked about his experience taking it.
I've been on it for a while, and I think it's helped me. As I say, I don't think there's been the decline that there has and that there was initially. And as I say, I can do pretty much anything.
And it's the first drug proven to slow the memory loss disease. Other approved drugs only target its symptoms.
Also, Uber is making a launching a new thing where teenagers can have their own accounts. So teenagers can now have their own Uber accounts. This new feature allows teens to request their own rides and to order food. The special accounts can be supervised by their parents throughout the family's profile in their Uber app. A parent with an active profile can send an invite to their team and create an account and safety features that can be automatically enabled.
Need to see more of the safety features. Obviously, I don't have a teenager right now, but I'm interested to know, you know, with this account, how safe do parents feel? How much are they going to look over this? Is it linked to the parent's bank account where the teen can just order food or get a ride? And does the parent have to actually review it first?
Yeah.
Or are they just on their own? I'd be curious to know that information there. 6:44, almost 6:45. We'll get a quick check of the roads and weather before moving on to pop culture notes.
Well, we do have some slow moving traffic that is going to be on I-10 westbound. That's going to be right before 87. There's an accident at mile marker 34 with the right lane blocked, and it has just made things on I-10 westbound throughout Harold just a mess. So it is going to be extremely slow moving traffic throughout this area. Due to this accident, again, that's the right lane blocked. It's looking like it's going to add maybe about a half an hour for this because of this accident. Other than that, we're looking good. Our slowdowns on Pensacola Beach have cleared up for the evening. I'm sure it'll start back up getting onto the beach very, very early tomorrow morning. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic. For weather, we are looking good. We do our listening area is not showing any light rain right now, but we do have a small rainstorm that's going through the Daphne over Mobile Bay right now, so that may be making its way to us in just a bit. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. In pop culture news, the combined jackpots for the Mega Millions and Powerball are now at $1 billion. The Mega Millions drawing for tonight is at $427 million, and tomorrow night's Powerball is up to $590 million. So if you're feeling lucky, maybe get a ticket.
Yeah, what do you think? We've gone through this a few months ago where I forget what the record is. Wasn't it like close to $2 billion for one of them?
I feel like it's not up there right now for me to go get a ticket. I also feel like it's just more common that like the Powerball's so high. I feel like mm-hmm. when I was a kid, there was some that were like so big we had to get a ticket. But I don't know. I feel like it's losing its magic a little bit.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, it's interesting to see the numbers just keep climbing higher and higher and higher. And then, you know, here locally, we've got people that seem to win every other week.
Really?
But, that'll be interesting. Over in London, Steve-O says he spent most of yesterday afternoon in a police car after jumping off the Tower of London Bridge into the Thames River. The Jackass star was in the UK to tape a comedy special and jumped into the river while holding a Union Jack umbrella. I don't have anything more on that other than maybe he thought it was funny, but
yeah.
Okay.
Very weird.
Good for you.
Well, Taylor Swift came out with her new Speak Now album. This is Taylor Swift Speak Now, Taylor's version. The album is out. The new version is her 2010 released features, but it also has some new collaborations. So Hayley Williams from the band Paramore, as well as a feature of Fall Out Boy on one of the songs. So Swift has decided that she was going to reach out to artists who influenced her for more powerfully as she was writing the songs when she was working on the Speak Now album the first time around in 2010.
Wacky weird stuff today. We start with an update on the guy who carved his name and his girlfriend's name into the Colosseum in Rome is pleading ignorance. The attorney for Ivan Dimitrov told CNN his client was not aware of the Colosseum's historical significance. The attorney hopes for a plea bargain for his client who was visiting from the United Kingdom. Is there anybody on the earth that believes that?
No one. Not even him. Like, I don't even think he believes that. I don't.
And I just, even, that's just, you know.
No just words.
I mean, if it was even remotely true, it kind of just makes him look even more dumb. That's like, he's just, at that point, he's just any other common, you know, vandal.
Yeah.
Where he's just, it's a random wall. I'm just inscribing me and my girlfriend's name into it. Like, no, come on, man. Like, nobody believes that. And, you know, I don't know what the law is like in Italy. I don't know if any Suits episode gets into that in the future that I haven't seen yet. But if there's like a max sentence, or, you know, if any crime, whether it's like petty theft or murder, is punishable by up to like life in prison, anything short of the death penalty.
Oh my gosh.
I'm giving it to him. I'm like, no, don't insult my intelligence. Don't deface our beloved Colosseum. Get out of here. You're going away.
Yeah. I don't like him at all. Also, just cause we were talking about Taylor Swift just a little bit. Well, she kind of has possibly a stalker.
Oh,
well,
I think it's definitely
a stalker. A Connecticut woman is in hot water in Rhode Island. She was arrested outside Taylor Swift's house. The police say that the 54-year-old woman, Kimberly Meyer, was in the front gates of Swift's residence. She refused to leave when she was told to leave by security. Also, according to TMZ, this is not the first time that she was warned to stay away from the property.
Yep, trying to get some FaceTime with Tay-Tay. Not going to happen.
Nope.
Not going to happen at all. 6:50, we'll take our final break of the evening. Come back. We've got the top 10 signs that you're still a kid at heart. How many of those can you say yes to? We'll find out next. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
It's time to get your head in the clouds with Pensacola Air Flight School. Come fly an airplane or let them teach you to fly. From your first flight to the airline captain, Pensacola Air offers affordable flight training for pilots by pilots. For a limited time only, we're offering a discounted Discovery flight over the beautiful Emerald Coast for only $139.99. Pensacola Air Flight School. Book online at kpnsair.com or call 850-316-8825.
We love our military and first responders. Hi, I'm Suzanne Morgan with Service Matters Realty and Property Management, where we believe in doing more. We have a program designed specifically for military and first responders. It's called Your Service Matters. At closing, eligible buyers will receive money back based on the sale price of the home. Since 2015, we've given back over $230,000. Find out more. Go to servicemattersre.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Southern Breeze blows into Pensacola Beach with their original blend of rockin' country, acoustic, and southern rock hits.
When he'd win, we'd hear him say, drive fast, turn left.
It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you could start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tomorrow, News Radio Pensacola will be at Casino Beach for the Pensacola Beach Blue Angels Air Show. Stop by our tent to say hi to Andrew McKay and Tammy Martin.
Favorite scenes of the second Top Gun is the beach scene where they're playing offense and defense football, and this song just perfectly complements that scene. So well done by whoever made that decision. I hope you've enjoyed the Top Gun theme music, of course, Blue Angels Friday, and we have full wall-to-wall coverage starting tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. with news and traffic. That'll continue through the 4 o'clock hour in the afternoon, so we've got you covered both before, during, and after the Blue Angels take to the skies at 2 p.m. Civilian X starting at noon, and of course they'll have the World War II replicas flying around starting around 9 o'clock as they honor veterans and letting them fly over the shoreline there. Hope you stay safe. Bring plenty of water, food, Gatorade, of course, whether it's your 30th time out there or your first. Hope you have a wonderful Blue Angel Saturday if you were headed out to Pensacola Beach. I think Casino Beach parking lot will be closed by 5:30. Gracie thinks it'll be by 6. So we'll put a pint of Bluebell on it. Perfect. What do you think? There we go.
I'll get you strawberry? Or no, cotton candy.
Strawberry or mint chocolate chip.
Okay.
We'll be fine.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll find out. Top 10 signs you're still a kid at heart. Gracie, let's see here. Number one, you rewatch a lot of old movies or shows from your childhood.
I feel like I do.
What would be your favorite movie or show from your childhood that you just pop on and watch?
I feel like even though that's like kind of basic, but like The Lion King, I feel like that's like a summer movie I like get nostalgic over.
All right.
Watch.
Very cool. You still watch cartoons then?
Yeah, I feel like I do. I don't know, like,
what would be the nostalgic cartoon that you watch?
Strawberry Shortcake.
Okay.
That's the one you were thinking of?
No, that did not even enter my mind. You're frequently nostalgic for old toys or products from when you were a kid.
Yeah, I would say so.
100%. For me, the thing that I'm nostalgic for, the gumball football helmets in the machines. You wouldn't know anything about this, but when I was a kid, 25 cents, they had the gumball football helmets. I would always ask my mom for a quarter whenever we went grocery shopping at the Myers in Columbus, Ohio, trying to collect all 30 teams or however it was back in the day. The gumball football helmets and then also the NFL team pencils that I had at school. Kids today don't have those. At least I don't think they do. I don't think they make them anymore. Those are a couple of things there. You quote movies and shows from when you were young. Yes,
yeah.
All the time. Found yourself Googling old toys or products from your youth. Yes. Matter of fact, I just did this a couple weeks ago when we were talking about the Beanie Baby movie. So I went up and looked how much a snort Beanie Baby would be. He's the Red Bull, kind of, you know, came along with the Chicago Bulls in the 90s. I didn't buy one, but still considering it. The one thing I don't do is still wear clothes that would have been in style back then or T-shirts with nostalgic references. I don't have any of my old video games, but I mean, I've kind of just continuously have played video games from my youth because they come out with new ones every year, like FIFA, Madden, NHL, MLB. Do I display at least one childhood toy in my home or office? Not that I can think of,
yeah,
but
I
was thinking about it. I mean, that would have been the reason why I would have bought and snort. So to be determined on that. I'd rather stay in and play board games than go out to eat or hit a bar. No, I love going out to eat. I don't really like board games that much. My wife does, so that's one of our points of consternation there. And you've bought your kids at least one toy you had as a child. I will say not yet, but I probably will.
And I can see myself doing the same thing.
Yeah. So I think out of the 10 there, we're both at a strong 6.5, 7
yeah.
there. So yeah.
And we are just young.
That's true. Well, I mean, I caught myself today on my cell phone doing the index finger, I may not be anymore.
You and Steve, Jesus.
That's right. I had a little twinge in my thumb. I couldn't use it that much.
Oh, gosh. Going to get a really quick look at traffic just one last time before we close off the show. We are still seeing some major slowdowns westbound. That's going to be throughout Herald as you're getting closer to the 87 exit. It's at mile marker 34. It's really slowing things down. It's the right lane that's blocked off, so keep that in mind. That's going to be your only problem area. Right now, we have a few clouds throughout our area, 82 in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back with your traffic coming up 5 a.m. tomorrow morning.
And also, looking at some good news here, we have two kids in Tennessee named Tatum Kelly and Leighton Long. Recently went to prom together 17 years after they were neighbors in the NICU as newborns.
You know, having them so early and just the hard time it is when you're in the hospital and you're watching your baby struggle for life. And Laura and I had a very difficult time ourselves. And to see that God brought them to this very day and to be celebrating and dancing, it's just a tremendous blessing from him.
Yeah, so Leighton was born 12 weeks premature. Tatum came 16 weeks early. Their moms became friends while in the NICU there, remained close over the years. Tatum and Leighton have, of course, been friends throughout. So, you know, this is another example where, hey, you know, they have to be married. They just have to be.
We say so.
That's right. Also, four sisters expecting to welcome babies this year. An incredible coincidence that surprised them all. The sisters, all J's, Jessica, Jordan, Jenna, and Jaden, who live across three different states, said that finding out they were all pregnant at the same time was a complete shock. They also, two of them have the same due date of October 1st as well, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're going to have to move to the same state so all their cousins can hang out with each other.
That, and they all have to, names have to be in J's.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we'll be back tomorrow, Joe and I, 11 to 5, giving you news updates and traffic updates for Red, White, and Blues. Hope you're getting ready for an awesome Saturday air show right here in Pensacola Beach. It's News Radio 92.3 on a Friday, but we'll be back tomorrow. So hope you have a great Friday night and right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Golf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
He will never get out. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The gunman who killed 23 people inside a Walmart in El Paso,